You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about something that sits right at the intersection of, I think, the heart of this series. It sits at the heart of grace and wisdom. It's the topic of forgiveness and boundaries. I think a lot of Christians feel confused here. Some think forgiveness means pretending it never happened. And some think reconciliation means going back to the way things were before. And many feel guilty for keeping distance from someone who has hurt them over and over. My hope today is to bring biblical clarity and just gentle compassion, because forgiveness is central to the gospel and wisdom is central to discipleship. So let's walk in this together. In the Bible, forgiveness is a non-negotiable for followers of Jesus. Why? Well, we forgive because we have been, what? Forgiven. Ephesians 4 says, forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Jesus taught us to pray, Father, forgive us as we forgive others. And Colossians 3 calls forgiveness just a part of the Christian wardrobe that we put on every day. So forgiveness is, biblically, it's releasing someone from the debt that they owe you. It's letting go of vengeance. It's refusing to rehearse the injury over and over, replaying it in my mind and letting it eat at my soul. It's giving the pain away to God instead of holding on to it and holding it against another person. But here's the important part. The Bible never confuses forgiveness with unlimited access. You can release someone while still being wise about how close they can be to you. I'll give you an example of this. In the Old Testament, the story of Jacob and Esau, there is obviously some deep family trauma there, and a lot of time passes, and many, many years after the whole stealing of the promise of the heirship, the inheritance, the blessing happens, and the threats of murder and the fleeing for your life. Many years later, they come back together. They find each other on a road, and Esau forgives Jacob genuinely. They embrace in that moment. They weep in that moment, and there's a kind of reconciliation that happens in that moment. But then Scripture says something subtle in Genesis 33. It says, Esau returned that day on his way to Seir, and Jacob journeyed on to Succoth. They parted ways. They didn't say, okay, well, let's build some houses next to each other and build a little neighborhood, and you know, we can get together and do a book study and hang out and renew everything that we missed over the years. No, they engaged in a spiritual moment of forgiveness, and then they parted ways. Forgiveness was real, but the relationship didn't return to its former, closeness or what maybe it potentially could have been. The wound had been healed, but the wisdom remained. Forgiveness is commanded. Make no mistake. Reconciliation depends, though, on trust, repentance, and safety. They're related, but not identical. Now, let's talk about a tension that I think a lot of people feel. The truth is, forgiveness is an act of obedience to God. It's not a reward someone earns. You don't forgive because the person deserves it. You forgive, the Bible says, because Jesus forgave you when you didn't deserve it. But forgiveness does not mean that you automatically trust that person who injured you again immediately. It doesn't mean the relationship returns to normal. It doesn't mean you ignore patterns of harm. It doesn't mean any of those things. It doesn't mean you stay unsafe in situations or you pretend that it never happened. Grace doesn't demand naivety. Forgiveness doesn't erase wisdom. Now, at the same time, boundaries should never become a disguise for bitterness. Some people say they've set boundaries when what they've really done is built emotional walls. I think forgiveness is really a heart posture. It says, I release you from the debt. I'm not punishing you, and I'm not nursing resentment in my life. While boundaries are a wisdom posture, forgiveness is a heart posture. I release you, not punishing you. Boundaries are a wisdom posture. Given our history and your repentance and your character, this is what healthy connection looks like now in this season. I think both matter. Both honor God, forgiveness and boundaries, and both protect the heart. So how do we live this out? Well, let me give you a few things to think through. First, forgive immediately, even if reconciliation takes time. How can I do that because of what they've done? Kevin, you don't understand what's been done to me. Well, I want to remind you, forgiveness is between you and God. Reconciliation is between you and another person. And those processes move at different speeds. The call to forgive is something that God calls us to because of him, not because of the person who has hurt you. Harboring unforgiveness is only going to end up hurting your soul, your heart, and it's going to keep you from experiencing the freedom that God desires for you to experience and know. So forgive immediately, even if the horizontal reconciliation takes time. Second thing to think through, let repentance determine closeness. I believe healthy relationships require ownership and change and reliability and restored trust. That takes time, right? So where repentance is real, that is fertile ground for reconciliation to grow. But where real repentance, turning another direction, is absent, boundaries must remain strong. So let the repentance determine the closeness. Here's a third thing to think through. Create boundaries that aim for peace, not punishment. This is huge. A boundary is not revenge. It's stewardship. I'll say that again. A boundary is not revenge. It's stewardship. It's God. It's taking what God has entrusted to you and protecting it. It's protecting your heart that he's entrusted to you, your home that he's entrusted to you, your well-being, and it is protecting those things. It's stewarding what God has entrusted to you. So create boundaries that aim for peace in those places, not to punish someone because of what they have done. Here's a fourth thing to think through. Involve wise counsel where the situation is complex. Look, it usually is. It is complex. And sometimes hurt runs deep. Abuse and manipulation or trauma has shaped the story. And so we need each other. This is why the New Testament is full of the one another statements. Serve one another, love one another, bear one another's burdens, teach one another. So invite pastors and counselors, trusted believers into the process of forgiveness and building boundaries. Last thing, keep your heart soft while keeping your guard wise. Think about that. Keep your heart soft and tender while keeping your guard wise. Jacob didn't hate Esau. He didn't avoid him out of bitterness. He simply recognized the relationship couldn't return to what maybe it could have been prior to all of this. And that's okay. Forgiveness and boundaries can coexist, and often they must coexist. So here's my prayer for you today, that you would walk in the freedom of forgiveness, releasing to God whatever you were never meant to carry, and also walking in the wisdom of healthy boundaries, protecting the life God has entrusted to you. Forgiveness doesn't always erase distance, but it always opens the heart to grace, healing, and peace. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, let's keep walking together in truth and in love.